From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Major attack in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded in a suicide attack on a building in Kabul Thursday morning. The target of the attack houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. An online statement said the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber and that three other bombs were also used. Reporter Ayaz Ghul spoke to VOA from Pakistan about the growing threat from the Islamic State.
Islamic State apparently is becoming a greater threat now for the security of Kabul because since early October, there have been 7 suicide bombings in the Afghan capital that have killed a total of 130 people, and all of them were against either worship places of the minority Shiite community or their processions. And as we saw once again, Islamic State targeted another Shiite-linked facility in Kabul.
According to reports from the Afghan Ministry of Public Health and Reuters, 4 women, 2 children, and 1 journalist are among the dead. The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume. The U.S. also saying it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before arresting any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas, but said that it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. The U.S. suspended all non-immigrant visa services in Turkey earlier this year in response to the arrest of a consulate employee in Istanbul on terrorism charges. This is VOA News. China and the U.S. have worked to build a close working relationship to fight global flows of illicit synthetic drugs, but their collaboration remains fraught. A top Chinese drug enforcement official said Thursday that the United States should look within to cut down demand for opioids, which are fueling its deadly drug crisis, rather than stressing claims that China is the major source of the chemicals. A dozen more patients and their families have been evacuated from besieged rebel-held suburbs of the Syrian capital, the Red Cross said on Thursday. The International Committee of the Red Cross said the latest evacuations from eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus, were carried out in coordination with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Organization. However, ICRC Syria coordinator Valerie Petitpierre said more should be done to help those in need.
So the international humanitarian law says that the civilians should be protected, spared in the hostilities, that they should must have access to medical treatment. And also the ICRC continues to insist that humanitarian action should not be used as a bargaining chip.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the conflict in Syria killed about 39,000 people in 2017. A new report by the UN Children's Fund finds 2017 has been a particularly brutal year for children caught in conflict. Lisa Schlein has the report from Geneva.
The report finds children are being targeted and exposed to attacks and brutal violence in their homes, schools, and playgrounds. This, in blatant disregard of international laws established to protect the most vulnerable. The report presents a numbing catalog of abuse and conflicts around the world, in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and even in Europe, in eastern Ukraine. It reports children are deliberately targeted, used as human shields, killed, maimed, and recruited to fight. Children are raped, forced into marriage, abducted and enslaved, and UNICEF says the physical and mental impact of this brutality upon children is unbearable and deeply traumatic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In Malawi, the push for more female members of parliament was dealt a blow when the government said it would not consider a proposal to create 28 automatic seats for women. Malawi ranks among the countries within the South African development community and world where women are underrepresented in government. Out of 193 members in Malawi's parliament, only 32 are women. This is Liz Pelka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.